Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
We're talking about learning how to fully trust God in the storm with Patrick Schwenk today at SOS Radio. He's a pastor in the Ann Arbor area over by University of Michigan. He leads thefamily.org. And how are you today, Patrick?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, it's so interesting. When you plant a church in a pretty modern, progressive city like Ann Arbor, Michigan, you get a lot of pushback, right? You know, it's a multicultural area. We think about our culture a lot of times as, oh, these areas are Christian or they're post-Christian, or some areas have never even been Christian. And it's interesting when you look back in history and you see all the things that the Puritans did over on Plymouth Rock and, you know, a lot of the colonies. And then you look at the South, and there was a lot of parts of our country's history where people set their life around the church community and they were involved, even if they didn't fully believe there was a civic responsibility. And today we have a lot of cities that feel really post-Christian. And then you look on the West Coast, and aside from some of the things that Calvary Chapel did or what Father Junipero Serra did and planning missions up along the coast of California, there's never really been a stronghold on the West Coast anywhere for Christianity. So when people say it's post-Christian, I go, has it ever been Christian on the West Coast?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. That's kind of how Ann Arbor feels. You know, when we felt called to come here, I mean, my wife grew up in Ann Arbor, but, you know, we did all the research and looking at the demographics, and it's tough soil. And, you know, especially in a university town, I mean, just very, very progressive, you know, socially. And so I used to think that was unique to Ann Arbor, but I'm starting to recognize that, like you're saying, that there's all sorts of pockets in the U.S. that either are post-Christian or just have never had a strong Christian influence. It's exciting times. Because it really is requiring us as followers of Jesus to like take his word serious. I read through the book of Acts and go, wow, we need to recapture that vision of being sent ones and recapture the vision, the heart, to really live as missionaries and to sort of think about how we understand what it means to be a missionary, you know, right where we're at, the neighborhood we're living in, the school we're going to. And so that's really the posture we've taken as we've moved to Ann Arbor, is what does it look like for us to really kind of become a part of a community and a neighborhood and really live as missionaries right here, you know, in our own backyard. So it's been good. It's been challenging and all sorts of resistance, of course.
We're talking to Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio. We're talking about trusting God when we're dealing with storms. You actually wrote a new book. It's called In a Boat in the Middle of a Lake, and it really is trusting the God who meets us in those storms. And you and your wife, you've walked through it. Tell us your story.
Yeah, you know, we moved here in 2015 to plant a new church. And April 2017, we launched. And shortly after that, it was about 5 months after that, I was diagnosed with a type of blood cancer and went through about 5 months of what they call frontline treatments. I was taking, you know, multiple oral medications, you know, chemotherapy, weekly injections, to really try to drive the cancer as deep as they could. And in July of 2018, went in for my first stem cell transplant at the University of Michigan Hospital, where they essentially blast you with a high dose of chemotherapy and kill the bad and kill the good along with it. So they give you your good stem cells back. And was in the hospital for the month of July. It was something like, I don't know, it was a lot of days, and went through that whole process again in October. And by God's grace, you know, today there's no visible trace of cancer in my body, but still very much living with that ongoing battle, taking maintenance medication to keep the cancer at bay. And so, yeah, we've found ourselves in a boat in the middle of a lake in a storm, yet we've also found that God is right there with us. And we've experienced just his goodness and his grace and his faithfulness, even in the midst of some really, really dark and scary times.
We're talking about all those why questions with Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio, and he's an author, a pastor. You know, when we go through rough times like we're walking through right now, the first questions we go to is why me, right?
Yeah.
And you learn through your journeys battling cancer is to ask a different question, Patrick.
Yeah, I think everybody that goes through something tragic, whether it's a miscarriage or the loss of a job or, you know, a child that's born with a disability or in our case, cancer. If we're being honest, we all probably at some point ask that question, like, okay, why me? And we really sort of spent some time on that question, but really felt God, well, why not me? And so when you look at suffering and everybody that goes through it, you always think it's going to happen to somebody else. And I think for us, we just really early on began to go, but why not us? And God, more importantly, how do we use this? And then what do you want to do in us and through us? And so we began to really change our perspective on that. And, you know, I was 43 when I was diagnosed. I'm supposed to be in the prime of my life, the prime of my job or my vocation. And, you know, here I was, you know, diagnosed with a type of cancer that usually affects women over the age of 60. I'm neither one of those things. And so it was tempting at times to ask that question, why, but we really began to refocus and go, okay, God, like, we can't control what has happened to us. What we can control is how we respond to it. And so we want to honor you. We want to love you. We want to serve you. Jesus, you loved me in your suffering. How can I love you back in my suffering?
We're talking about the unshakable hope that God offers us in our most difficult trials. And we're talking with pastor and author Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio. He was just sharing his story about battling through a form of blood cancer. And when you're asking all the why questions, you realize that God really quickly shows you more about who he is. And what did you learn, Patrick, about who God genuinely is versus who you just thought he was up there someplace in heaven?
Well, it turns out that God doesn't serve me. So I think that was eye-opening. I would have told you that before, but I really believed it today. You know, I say that, I want to be careful because I know people are going through difficult times, and that's a hard pill to swallow. It is for us. I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know that I'll live to be an old man, but I want to die a godly man, whether that's in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. And so I think what I found out was that, God, you are at the center, and I follow you. I serve you. I worship you, and it's not the other way around. And so I think, you know, for me, it was just that prayer early on, God, pry me off dead center. And I want to be somebody who delights in knowing you and walking with you and loving you and serving you. But God, you're at the center of all things, and I want you to be at the center of all things. And the truth is, we all struggle with that. We all want to be at the center. We want God to serve us and to accomplish, you know, what we want or give us our dreams and desires. And so suffering and tragedy really disrupts that view of God. And it reminds us that we really do serve him and we love him and find our joy in him. And suffering has allowed us, as he's at the center, to really delight in him and enjoy a greater intimacy with him in a way that we hadn't experienced prior to cancer. And so that has been so rich for us. I mean, just knowing God and walking with him in different ways, in more intimate ways than I ever could have imagined when I was sort of living my life at the center.
We're talking about the relationship between discipline and enduring hardship with Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio. And when you read through Hebrews, it talks about how enduring hardship is a discipline, like God's treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? And if you're not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you're not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. And we're talking about how we flesh through that, Patrick. I mean, suffering and hardships experienced by everyone, regardless of their background. And you wrote a new book about suffering and one of the ways that God actually used suffering as a way to protect us.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because you're right. We write about that in the book, or just how, you know, God teaches us so much more in the midst of chaos than he does a classroom. And oftentimes, no matter what type of suffering it is, and we're not experts in suffering, some of your listeners have suffered in far worse ways than we have. But there is a part of suffering, like you were talking about, you know, that the writer of Hebrews discusses, that God, any kind of suffering that we go through is always in some way tethered to the good that he wants to do in us. And like a good father, God uses suffering. I don't believe that he causes it, but I think he allows it at times. The writer of Hebrews is talking about how God can even discipline us and correct us for our own good so that we might share in God's holiness. We might experience more of the love and the joy that we were meant to, you know, enjoy being created by him. But one of the ways that I think that we are blessed by suffering is it really does protect us. There's this quote by J.I. Packer that was so important for me in shifting my perspective on my cancer diagnosis. And he writes that the worst diseases are those of the spirit: pride, arrogance, bitterness, self-seeking. They are far more damaging than physical malfunctions. And I just thought that was so rich. We write about that in the book. And just how oftentimes suffering can actually protect us from those kinds of diseases of the spirit that Packer's talking about. You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 119, it was good for me to be afflicted that I might learn your decrees. And so God can use suffering. He can allow suffering. He can discipline us to change us, to grow us, to mature us, and even to protect us from things that are really even far more dangerous than cancer.
We're talking about trusting the God who meets us in our storms with Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio. And it's interesting when you read through the Gospel of Mark. It tells a story about Jesus and the disciples. They're out in the Sea of Galilee, and this furious squall comes up, and Jesus is asleep on the boat. The disciples are sort of freaking out. I mean, in your journey, Patrick, you learned a whole lot about being in the boat in the middle of a lake.
That was a passage for us that really, you read the Bible and there's times, you know, you feel like you've read a story 100 times and then you read it again. It's like you're reading it for the first time. And so I know for us, when we, you know, heard that news and as we were kind of walking through those early weeks and months of diagnosis, that was a passage for us that was so important. I think God just used that in a new way, in a fresh way in our life. And you're right. I love that story. Like Jesus is not moved at all by the storm, but he is moved by us. And as they find themselves in a new location, I mean, Mark 4 starts out with Jesus teaching by the lake, and then he moves into the middle of the lake. Because again, there's just some things we can only learn in the midst of a storm. There's some things we can only learn in the midst of chaos that we could never learn in a classroom. There's some things we only learn in the middle of a lake and not by the lake. And the disciples, they encounter that. I mean, Jesus takes them out into the middle of the lake, and that storm comes upon them. And they discover that they're not as strong as they think they are. They discover a lot about themselves, but more importantly, they discover who Jesus is and his presence and his power. But yes, Jesus is asleep. I love that picture. He's unmoved by the storm, but he is moved by us. He really is close to the brokenhearted, those who are hurting and those who cry out to him. And there's so much in that passage that we unpack in the book that I think is important for us as we're walking through our own storms today.
Yeah, because they finally wake him up like he doesn't know what's really going on. He's probably getting like amazing sleep with the waves going back and forth. He's like, yeah, they're freaking out. And then he just gets up and he just says, be still. And the wind and the waves obeyed him. And they're like, wait a second, who is this Jesus that even the wind and the waves will obey him just by his word? I mean, what can we learn from that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any young Jewish boy or girl who knew the scriptures, you know, knew the Psalms from the Hebrew scriptures, or what we would call the Old Testament, that talk about the God who treads on water, the God who stills the storms. And so you just imagine those disciples, the reason they're so amazed, I think they're making connections from the Old Testament, from their Hebrew scriptures. They know, you know, God alone has the power to tell the winds to die down. And so this is a way that Jesus is saying, I'm far more than a rabbi. I'm far more than a good teacher. I am God with you. I am God for you. I'm the God who is present with you in this storm, and I'm going to get you to the other side. And so there's something powerful happening that they're learning about who Jesus really is in that scene, in particular, what you just talked about, that statement where he tells the wind and the waves to be quiet. I love that.
We're talking with Patrick Schwenk today at SWS Radio, and he actually has a new book, and it's called In a Boat in the Middle of a Lake, Trusting the God Who Meets Us in Our Storm, and also has a blog, forthefamily.org, he and his wife do. SWS Radio, thanks for checking in today, Patrick.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. God bless you.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.